Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Chof in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Alocha Dalet. We learned in the Mishnah two opinions regarding an Esrog. The first opinion held that an Esrog, for three things, it's like an Ilan, like a tree. And you go based on Chanoto, which Chanoto means when the fruit comes out of its flower. And one thing, an Esrog is compared to a vegetable, which you go based on the time of Likito, of harvest, like a vegetable, and that's the one thing is regarding Maestris. Regarding Maestris, you go based on Likito. That was the Shita of Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah. Rav Lezer said, Shoa le'ilun l'chol dover. You always go based on Chanoto, like any other tree. A Hestrik is exact like any other fruit. The Gemara now brings a third Shita. Rabbi Seinu Chozu v'nimnu, the rabbi has got together and decided, Esrog b'shat l'kitoso isuroi l'maisos v'l'shvis. The Esrog, you go based on the l'kita, time of harvest, the word isur here seems to be extra, but you go both for maisos and for shmito. They both go based on l'kita, mean when you harvest the fruit, that's when you decide which maisos it will be. You harvest the fruit, you see if it's shmito or not. If it grew before Shemitah, and it was harvested after Shemitah, it doesn't have din of Peir Shviz. If it was harvested on Shemitah, it does have din of Peir Shviz. As Reb Chaim, that's only for two things. The other two things mentioned in the Mishnah, which is Arla and Revai, even Rabbanan agree that you go based on the time of Chanoto. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu, Rav Eimi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Simon, B'Shem Yishuv Levi, they said, HaKol Moedim Shor Sheshon Shloi B'Chemishah Sor B'Shvat. Even though you go based on Likito, even if you go based on the time of harvest, but when is the cutting off date? It's not like a vegetable, the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah, meaning Aleph Tishrei. The cutoff date of the Esrog, when it changes the year, is Tu B'Shvat, is the 15th of Shvat, like any other tree. So even when you treat the Esrog like a vegetable, that you go based on Lakito, but not regarding when the year changes, Rosh Hashanah of the Esrog is like any other tree on Tu B'Shvat. Says the Gemara, when you do the cheshbon of Tu B'Shvat, is it kesidur shel shonim or kesidur shel tkufos? Which really the question is, do you go based on the lunar calendar or the solar calendar? The lunar calendar means whenever we have the dates of the year in terms of Am Yisrael's dates, the chodesh Hashana, Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, regardless of what happened in the solar calendar, regardless if it's a little earlier or later in the year, as we'll see an example in a moment. If you go based on Tkufis, Tkufis really goes based on the solar calendar. And the solar calendar is there's four Tkufis in the year, there's four seasons, there's a Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Tevis, Tkufas Nisan, and Tkufas Tammuz, and these are really comparable to what we have today as the fall, winter, spring, and summer. And these will go based on the solar calendar, and they not necessarily will be in the same dates of the lunar calendar. So you could have, if you say that Tu B'Shvat is really 45 days after the beginning of the Tkufa of Tevis, because Tevis means when the winter season starts, so 45 days after that is Tu B'Shvat, so that not necessarily will be Tu B'Shvat, it will be 45 days after the Tkufa. So do we go based on the Tkufa, based on the solar calendar, or we go based on the lunar calendar? Says the Gemara, Amar Leih Kesidrom Shoshanim. You go based on the lunar calendar. Va'af Shono Muberes. Even if you come and you do a Shono Muberes, meaning that the winter is early and we're adding another month to the year, I'm not going to say that Tu B'Shvat now will move to Adar Aleph 1 month later. It's always going to be Tu B'Shvat, even though it's earlier in the season or later in the season. Ketanez Digmoran says the following. Ma'ase b'Rav Akiva shelakat esroig, using the Gersa of Reb Chaim based on the Goyin, be'echot b'Shvat. He harvests, he cut off at Esrog in Aleph Shvat. He won the Churma B'Shamay B'Silel. What is the Churma B'Shamay B'Silel? We have a Machlekes B'Shamay B'Silel. When is Rosh Hashanah Leilonos? When is the day that is the cutoff date to start a new year for a tree? Is it Tu B'Shvat, as we mentioned before, that Shitas B'Silel, or it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Aleph Shvat, like Shitas B'Shamay? Now, what the Gemara understands right now is Rabbi Akiva took a fruit out of the tree on Aleph Shvat. So wasn't sure, is it ready the new year or belongs to the previous year? So the Chumra, he did both. He applied the dinim of the previous year and the dinim of the next year, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment what he did. But so first of all, the Gemara asks, Lama li esrog afishal kol ha'ilon? Why dafka an esrog he did the Chumra? Every tree we have a machlekes b'chayim b'sil. When is Rosh Hashanah? Is it olive shvat or tu b'shvat? So Rabbi Akiva said every fruit they take out of a tree should go to churma. Says what you're right. Tani kechumri Rabbi Gamliel or kechumri Rabbi Leizer, referring to our Mishnah. And the question is, how do we determine the maisers by asterisk? Do we go based on Likita, like Rabbi Gamliel, based on the time of harvest, or based on Chanato when the fruit starts growing? Based on what do we decide which maisers the asterisk has to do? So that's a machlekes. So he wasn't sure if to go like Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Leizer. So he went lechumra. So he has to go on the chovah with base for Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Leizer. Lo yimir beisilil in havu. What do you mean? We just said they took off the hashtag on Aleph Shvat. Aleph Shvat is only Shittas Beit Shammai that say that the year changed that day. According to Beisila, it's only Tu B'Shvat. And both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Leizer agree with Shittas Beisila. So what are you doing in Aleph Shvat having any Sfeikis? It anyway belongs to the previous year. So the Gemara Avisi Barabon Tipoter B'Shechonat Koidim LeTu B'Shvat Shel Shniyo V'Nichnas Shlishis. The case is like this. The trees start growing, the fruit started growing before Tu B'Shvat of the second year. He is in Rosh Chodesh Shvat a year later. Now the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat has nothing to do with what Rabbi Akiva did. It could have been, as Rabbi Chaim points out, any other day of the year from Tu B'Shvat of the previous year until now. Meaning, in year number two, towards the end of year number two, the Chanata happened, the growth of the fruit started. Now comes year number three on Tu B'Shvat. When came Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which is almost 12 months after the beginning of this year, Rabbi Akiva pulled off the asterisk from the tree. Now, here you go based on Chanota happened and during the second year, before Tu B'Shvat of the previous year. If you go based on Likita, it happened after Tu B'Shvat of this year. Now, the fact Rabbi Akiva did it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat and not before, that's just so happened to be. If you do it on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it will be the same halacha, because the Likita is happening after Tu B'Shvat and the Chanota happened before Tu B'Shvat. And what's the nafkamin in halacha? You go based on Likita, Isuroi Oni. You have to give the Meiser that belongs to the third year. What's the Meiser that belongs to the third year? Is Meiser Oni. As we know, as we mentioned, as we learned it earlier in Seder Zroim, the Meisers, the Seder of Meisers is, every year you must give Truma to the Kohen, Meiser Rishon Pashtas to the Levi. And then the next Meiser changes. Year 1, 2, and 4, 5 of the cycle of Shemitah, the Meiser is Meiser Sheni, that you take to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Year 3 and year 6 of the cycle of Shemitah is Meiser Oni, so you have to give 10% to the Oni. Now here, the Esrog was had Chanoto on year number 2, before Tu B'Shvat. Then came Tu B'Shvat, the year changes, and that's year number 3, and then there was a Lakito. If you go like Rabbi Gamliel, they go based on Lakito, based on the harvest, that happened in year number 3. So the Meiser is Meiser Oni. According to Rabbi Leizer, the Meiser is Meiser Sheni, because you go based on Chanoto, which happened in the second year. So what did Rabbi Akiva do L'chumro? Ma also loy? He took fruits, 10%, and said, this is Ma'aseh Sheni, give it a name. Now the obligation is to take it to Yerushalayim. He redeemed his Ma'aseh Sheni on money, gave these fruits to the Oni. So he already is Mekayah Ma'aseh Sheni, because he was Mafreshe for Ma'aseh Sheni, redeemed it, so if it's Ma'aseh Sheni, now the Gedusha is on the money. And then he gave the same fruits to the Oni, because if it's not Maisa Sheni, you give it to the Oni. If it's the Chiyuv is Maisa Oni, so this is the Maisa Oni. And the Rashi Yerlo says, what did he do with the money? He went and was Shoichiket, he grinded and threw it to the sea. But by this, he's Mekayim both Maisas Lechumro. Halacha is Zog Mishnah. We're continuing here to learn comparison of things that are alike and not alike. Dam Me'alchei Shtayim, meaning blood of human beings, Shoved the dam behemo lachshiris azroim. It is comparable to dam of behemo in one way. Lachshiris azroim, which means blood is one of the liquids that when it falls on a zera, it falls on a seed, it makes it kosher lekabel tumo. Not only a blood of a behemo, but also a blood of a human being. But regarding isur achilon, that you're not allowed to eat blood, that applies only to the blood of a behemo, not to the blood of an adam. Dam asheritz ein chayovim olof. That's the Hemshech HaMishnah. The blood of a sheretz, of worms, ein chayovim alav, there's no chiyuv if someone eats that blood. Says the Gemara, Rabbo Rav Huno b'shem Rav, im yisru bo loike. If they gave a straw to someone who is eating dam of a sheretz, and he ate the blood, he's like it. Says the Gemara about Tani and dam of sheretz, ain't chayavim lo. We learn the dam of sheretz. There's no obligation if someone eats it. Says the Gemara, my boy, ain't chayavim lo karis. You don't have chiyuv karis that the Torah says when someone eats blood. But there is a chiyuv malchus. There's a law not to eat blood, and that includes dam of sheretz. Says the Gemara about Tani, we learned in the Braiso, dam melchish taim she'ein butu makalo, dam of sheretz she'ein butu mechamurho. Meaning that Bryce is teaching us that Dam Odom and Dam Sheretz doesn't have Yisur Dam. Why? Because in the Pasuk of Nati Dam, it says, La'oif ula behemo. Oif and behemo have a tuma kala and tuma chamor. What's a tuma kala? Tuma kala is tuma soichlin, like a regular piece of meat that becomes tuma is called tuma kala. Tuma chamor is when someone is carrying a nevelo, he gets a very big tuma that makes not only himself tuma, but also his clothing tuma. So both an oif and a behemo have both of these type of tumas. When we talk about a human being and a sheretz, they don't have both tumas. What is a dam achishtayim ein bo tuma kalo? By a human being, there's no tumas oichlim. You don't eat a human being's flesh. And dam sheretz doesn't have tuma chamor. There's no tumas maso by a sheretz. So they don't have both tumas, and that's why there's no isur dam. So the Braisa says, isur dam only applies to the ones that have to the two levels of tuma. Not to Adam, not to Asheretz. So clearly there's no Isser of Achilas Dam by Asheretz. So the Moram of Chir Ba'ado, Hatada Terem B'Sheh True B'Mishum Dam. It's true. If there was a straw, they told the person, don't eat this blood because you're over on an Isser of Achilas Dam. There's no Isser of Achilas Dam. There's no love by Asheretz. Avon B'True B'Mishum Shaketz Loike. The game of a straw, don't eat the Shratzim. There's an Isser, not Loise Shaketz, so not to eat Shratzim, not to eat worms. Then eat the blood also joins the Isser. Meaning you treat the blood of a sheretz like the sheretz itself, like the body, and the same issur that you have to eat a shrotzim, you have also issur to eat the blood of the shrotzim. Not midin dam, not because of blood, but because it's part of the sheretz. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim Daf Chof.